What's up, friends, on Emily Caroline's podcast tonight. Today and tonight is just an awesome day. You know why? Because we only have like a couple more days until it's October. Now, the people that are against Halloween, that's okay. The people that are for it, okay. This is not about Halloween, by the way. But I just noticed and realized tonight there's so many things that I've examined in my life that I have noticed that there's so much division in this world, truly. A lot of people are either for something or completely against it. And then it brings division in the families and in our relationship with God, our relationship with people. And that's what I want to talk about tonight, because there's something about division that I hate division anywhere. It's so frustrating for me. As I look into the world, I'm just like, I wish that I could just fix everyone's problems, fix everyone's lives, and fix everyone's worries and issues. But I don't. That's not my burden to take on. Jesus has already taken on that burden. He's already suffered for that, and I don't need to. So thank you, Lord, for that. But I'm sure we have all been through this before, at least, and if you haven't, I'm just going to say you're not saying the truth. You're not being honest, because we have all gone through this, where we've just been frustrated with the world, frustrated with how people post about the government, the complaints, unemployment, working, all the decisions that we all make, whether we're for each other or against each other. And I just want to say, let's be for God. For God. That's it. Just look to God for everything. Love people. And accept who they are. That doesn't mean that you have to agree with what people are doing. Just accept them and love them, because that's what Jesus does. But Jesus doesn't always agree. And I think that's okay. And so this just came into my mind because lately I'm just like, there's so many people that I'm agreeing with in my life and accepting, and there's things that I'm like, I don't agree with this at all. And it's not a sin to accept it, but I do strongly feel like it is a sin to agree with people that do things that are against the Bible. Because if it says in the Bible it's a sin, then it's a sin. If God says it's not a sin, it's not a sin. And so I truly have felt that way most of my life. And I started recognizing all this frustration, me being frustrated with people's decisions, how the world goes and everything, and all the dramatic stuff and that happens in life. And I started noticing this like about 2 years ago. And I was like, you know, I need to share this with the world, because I want to encourage you guys that this world's only temporary. I know I keep saying that, but it's true. I'm trying to get that to people, because people just don't understand that this world is temporary. This is not where home is. This is not where we belong. We belong in heaven with the Lord, with the family and friends. We don't belong in this world that's full of sin and trash talk and just so much stuff. That there's just a lot of stuff. And so I encourage you guys not to see this world as forever, but to see, ask God, why does it make it feel like every day is forever in this world, even though we're not? We have an appointment with God right now in our relationship with Him. Whether you know Him or not, I encourage you to know Him. If you don't know Him, I encourage you to just look at this world as just an appointment to go into your destination, to heaven, because that's where we get to go, and that's amazing. In fact, I'm excited about it, and I hope you are too. And so I pray that this will just encourage you guys to just yearn for Jesus with everything that you are. So thank you for hopping on Emily Caroline's podcast tonight, and stay tuned for more.